Today is the 5th of March, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download as well as today's script. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information for the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the notes in the episode links. Just follow the notes in the episode links. I'm not having a good morning this morning. Follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. Let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. God of my ancestors, we cry to you because you have been the refuge of good and wise people in every generation. When history began, you were the first to enlighten people's minds, and throughout all the ages, you've been the Lord, the giver of life, the source of all knowledge, the fountain of all goodness. You were and are to come. And I thank you that this Christian way that we walk is not untried or uncharted, but it's a road beaten hard by the footsteps of saints, apostles, prophets, and martyrs. So we thank you for the finger posts and danger signals that are marked, Lord, and above all, we give you our devout and humble thanks for the great gift of Jesus, the pioneer and the finisher of our faith. I praise you that you've caused me to be born in a time and in a country that has known his name, and that we as your people are not called upon to face any trial or temptation that he has not first endured. We give you praise for all of your goodness, Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 2, verse 1. Sometime later, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go to one of the towns in Judah?" The Lord answered him, "Go." Then David asked, "Where shall I go?" "To Hebron," the Lord replied. Folk in a church decided to have a meeting to discuss an important matter. And as always, they kicked off the meeting with prayer. It was a prayer for guidance and for wisdom in making the decisions that needed to be made. Things did not go to plan and fights broke out. And after the meeting, someone was overheard saying, "Well, that prayer was a waste of time." We, as the people of God, are encouraged to pray consistently and constantly. And there is a subtle difference there. But so often it seems our prayers are not answered. And it is frustrating. And there may be times when we feel what the person said after the meeting. Now, I don't think God didn't answer the prayer in that meeting. He didn't answer it in the way they were expecting, but what he did was expose the divisions and the strife that was affecting the life of that church. Because sometimes we pray and we get a different result. But simply because we don't get the result we want doesn't mean we stop looking to God for guidance. Our attitude should be like David, where we bring everything to God. Today is one example of how David checked in with God throughout his life. We should be doing the same, not just the important stuff, but everything, because that way God can work. As Jesus said, "Ask and it'll be given to you. Look and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened." With everything, we need to bring everything to God. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 2. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 2. Sometime later, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go to one of the towns of Judah?" The Lord answered him, "Go." Then David asked, "Where should I go?" "To Hebron," the Lord replied. So David went there with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. In addition, David brought the men who were with him, each with his own household, and they settled in the towns near Hebron. Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. They told David, "It was the men of Jabesh-Gilead who buried Saul." David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead and said to them, "The Lord bless you, because you have shown this kindness to Saul your Lord when you buried him. Now may the Lord show kindness and faithfulness to you, and I will also show the same goodness to you because you have done this deed. Therefore be strong and courageous. For though Saul your Lord is dead, the house of Judah has anointed me king over them." Abner, son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, took Saul's son Ishbosheth and moved him to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, Asher, Jezreel, Ephraim, Benjamin, over all Israel. Saul's son Ishbosheth was 40 years old when he began his reign over Israel. He ruled for 2 years. The house of Judah, however, followed David. The length of time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Abner, son of Ner, and the soldiers of Ishbosheth, son of Saul, marched out to Mahanaim to Gibeon. So Joab, son of Zeruiah, and David's soldiers marched out and met them by the pool of Gibeon. The two groups took up positions on opposite sides of the pool. Then Abner said to Joab, "Let's have the young men get up and compete in front of us." "Let them get up," Joab replied. So they got up and were counted off, 12 for Benjamin and Ishbosheth, son of Saul, and 12 from David's soldiers. Then each man grabbed his opponent by the head and thrust his sword into his opponent's side so they all died together. So this place, which is in Gibeon, is named Field of Blades. The battle that day was extremely fierce, and Abner and the men of Israel were defeated by David's soldiers. The three sons of Zeruiah were there, Joab, Abishai, and Asahel. Asahel was a fast runner like one of the wild gazelles. He chased Abner and did not turn to the right or to the left in his pursuit of him. Abner glanced back and said, "Is that you, Asahel?" "Yes, it is," Asahel replied. Abner said to him, "Turn to your right or left, seize one of the young soldiers, and take whatever you can get from him." But Asahel would not stop chasing him. Once again, Abner warned Asahel, "Stop chasing me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How could I ever look your brother Joab in the face?" But Asahel refused to turn away, so Abner hit him in the stomach with the end of his spear. The spear went through his body and he fell and died right there. When all who came to the place where Asahel had fallen and died, they stopped. But Joab and Abishai pursued Abner. By sunset they had gone as far as the hill of Ammah, which is opposite Gear on the way to the wilderness of Gibeon. The Benjaminites rallied to Abner. They formed a single unit and took their stand on top of a hill. Then Abner called out to Joab, "Must the sword devour forever? Don't you realize this will only end in bitterness? How long before you tell the troops to stop pursuing their brothers?" "As God lives," Joab replied, "if you had not spoken up, the troops wouldn't have stopped pursuing their brothers until morning." Then Joab blew the ram's horns, and all the troops stopped. They no longer pursued Israel or continued to fight. So Abner and his men marched through the Arabah all that night. They crossed the Jordan, marched all morning, and arrived at Mahanaim. When Joab returned back from pursuing Abner, he gathered all the troops in addition to Asahel. 19 of David's soldiers were missing, but they'd killed 360 of the Benjaminites and Abner's men. Afterward, they carried Asahel to his father's grave in Bethlehem and buried him. Then Job and his men marched all night and reached Hebron at dawn. We're going to have our second piece of music just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture that have caught our attention. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for those in our churches who provide food and services to those who desperately, desperately need it. Let's pray, shall we? Loving Almighty God, we pray for all who are working to combat the growing food crisis, for agencies and local community organizations, and in particular, we pray for those in positions of power. May they act with wisdom and compassion, bringing relief to those who suffer now and moving us towards a world without hunger. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters caught up in a cycle of poverty and hunger, for parents struggling to find food and seeing their children go hungry. We pray for ourselves. May we share from the abundance that you've given us and join our voices with those who call for an end to poverty, that lives may be saved and rebuilt with hope for the future. May we act in your name, Lord, and be an instrument of your grace. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.